On this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, welcome to Rosie on the House. 10 o'clock hour, fourth hour of our weekly broadcast, and final hour. We dive deep into one specific topic of housing and join the conversation. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text to 411-923. Or you can email in pictures if you need help to help identify and communicate your project visually. You can email those into info@rosieonthehouse.com. And this hour, if you get our weekly email newsletter, you sign up at rosieonthehouse.com. You can just scroll to the bottom of any page. Right there in the template, you can see a spot to enter your email, and you'll get an email every Thursday. It gives you a preview of what's coming up on Saturday, along with other great information, special events, our community calendar, what's new in our e-store. New partners, stories like our 7 o'clock hour guest last week, Spirit of the West Museum, had a special offer. Anybody that shows up to the museum with a picture of their home improvement project will get free admission. We'll put little reminders like that, and it goes out on Thursdays. If you got that and you opened it and you read it, you know California Closets is in studio with us right now. Mr. Bob Trotter, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Romy.
And we're talking home offices and home organization. And as we get into our topic, though, let's spend a minute and talk about who we're talking to. You opened up the California Closets in Tucson in 2001.
Yes.
Were you a closet guy beforehand?
Nope, not even close.
Tell us about your background.
Actually, I was a geologist in the oil industry, oil and gas exploration.
From oil and gas to closets.
Yep.
Quite an industry switch there.
A big one.
So I'm guessing being in oil and gas, that wasn't in Arizona.
No, that was up, actually, most of my work was in the northern areas.
Okay. And so how'd you find Tucson?
Actually, parents retired here a long time ago, and we just loved coming down here for vacations, and so that just was the natural choice when I retired from the oil industry.
And this lovely lady next to you that's refusing to go on air, but you say should be the one on air.
That's right. My wife, Paula, and she's actually one of our designers, and couldn't get her to get the guts up to do this today.
We'll have her. She'll be a natural by the end of this hour. So your showroom is located at?
We have two showrooms. One is just off I-10 and Orange Grove. And
north side of the town?
Yep. And that's we have a showroom there, and that's our manufacturing facility also. And then we have a showroom that's up on Skyline and Campbell, on the northeast corner of Campbell and Skyline.
Yeah. Okay. So. Very good. So is there a direct view of the Catalinas there from the showroom?
No, we're looking towards
You're
the
looking
city.
South? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh. In the showroom, a customer comes in. Are they open Saturdays?
We are.
Okay.
Open. Mm-hmm.
Well, I walk in. What can I expect?
Well, usually what people do that just walk in, they come on in to see what's going on or what we have to offer. And a lot of times we always have a designer in the showroom at that time. And so they can just talk them through it and tell them what we do and what our process is. Usually it's not sales right out of the showroom or anything like that, because most of the time, or at least our process is that people will schedule an appointment, and we'll go on out and visit those people. Our designers will visit them and talk to them about what their needs are and what they're actually after, whether it's closets, home offices, or entertainment centers, pantries, you name it, anything that has anything to do with storage.
Wonderful. And that is the topic of today, and particularly as it relates to home offices. There's a lot of our partners, a lot of contractors work right out of their home. You know, the wife's the bookkeeper, the receptionist, the scheduler, and she's doing that at home while the husband and son are out on the field doing the installs or the repairs or whatever their choice of trade is. And it's it's a great benefit that we have living in America, that we can do that and provide for our family. But man, a clean working space is critical for that success.
Yeah, I think, you know, especially in Tucson, home offices are very popular because there's so many retired people, and they're not ready to give up their office yet. And so when they're at home, they have to have it. So they give us a call, and we come on out, and our designers, like I said, will sit down with them and just talk to them about what our process is. And then once we do that, we talk to them about, okay, let's talk about your needs. And how you work in the office. We get very technical about different things like, you know, are you left or right-handed? What types of uses are you going to be using? Is this for books? Is this for files? You have a computer in there. You have a printer in there. You have all this equipment. So we have to take that all into account. And so our designers, who are actually space planners, are the ones that are able to take this information, bring it all together, and create something from nothing.
Space planners.
Yes. That's really the key, because we want to make use of every inch of space possible.
I like that. Is there space planning schools? Not NASA space. Different space.
Yep. Actually, we do. We send them to schools. California Closets is a franchise. And there's approximately 80 franchises throughout the nation, and Canada and Mexico also. But we all get together and go through schooling, and it's continuous. Every year or a couple years, there's going to be more and more schools that they can go to.
And last time we talked a couple weeks ago, you were actually in a big California Closets convention somewhere in the Phoenix area.
Yes, we were. They had was kind of nice because it was in Phoenix. Usually they're in Florida or somewhere else, a long ways away, and so this was nice for us, and so it was just an hour and a half away.
What goes on at these conventions? It's only for California Closet dealers.
All the franchises, pretty much all of them, will come on in, and so we invade the town at that point, and get together, and we all get a chance to talk to each other and see how their businesses are running and what we can do to improve ours. And, you know, we pick everybody's brains. And once we get together like that and have some fun, we get together in groups and actually discuss serious things that are possibly new coming to the industry, or just better practices, and that's part of our corporate office that brings that to us.
And do y'all do product selection? I mean, I got to imagine with the amount of services that y'all offer, because we're not just talking home offices that y'all do, but laundry rooms,
closets.
Yeah. California closet. How many different product SKUs do y'all have in your system?
It's overwhelming. And for most people, if we just laid out everything that was possible, they wouldn't know where to begin. And once again, that's the importance of having a designer that can really lead you through that. But we try and simplify it by only offering certain things that we actually stock. And so there might be, as far as board material, there may be 17 to 20 colors that we'll stock, which is still quite a few.
And it's a lot easier to pick out a 17 than out of 300.
Exactly. And there is so much available out there. You know, you can go with different colors. You can just flat colors. You can go with different wood grains, any kind of wood grain colors. You can go with they have different textures available. So it can be a real thick, heavy texture or just a light texture in the boards. So there's just so much to choose from. Also, gloss materials are becoming very, very popular now. And so, you know, when do you use one with the other or just one completely? You know, it can get very confusing.
And when we're going through all that, that's where a showroom can come into play, because then you can touch it, you can feel it, you can see it. It's really aids in the selection process and kind of helps you get a little zoned in on your particular style and taste and what you're trying to accomplish for the home.
Yeah, I think, you know, what's really important is when the designers actually come up with an idea after they've met with the customer in the initial time, they'll invite the customer back in and sit down with them, show them some plans drawn out on a CAD program. And once they go over that, they can sit down also with the customer and talk to them about, you know, what colors might be of their interest and show them those different things so that they can feel and touch and get a good feel for what the design actually looks like in the real space.
And so once that design is determined, y'all build it all right out of your Oracle, I'm sure, Orange Grove location?
Yeah. Right there we have the facility and we have all the equipment that we need so we can build it there. In a lot of cases, we can take home offices sometimes take a little bit longer because they can get really involved. Also closets can too. But if it's fairly simple, a lot of times we can turn those things around in a week and have it installed. But for the most part, I would say on the average, it's probably 3 to 4 weeks. Sometimes there's different things that need to be ordered that might be out of the ordinary, and those usually take about 3 weeks to get in.
Custom metal pieces or hinges or decorative?
You know. Mainly decorative things. I mean, because you can go with, you might have doors with glass inserts, and once we decide on something like that, then yes, it's usually an order that we have to place.
And that's California Closets, joined Bob Trotter. So now that you know who we're talking to, we'll get back and start going through these specific points that we have in our article that was in our newsletter on Thursday. But